as we wind down, the Pesach Zman, I try to want to share with you some shmuzim which I think are maybe very beneficial to keep in mind the summertime, especially those who might not be staying for Summer Zman. It applies to everybody all the time, but especially those who are not coming back for Summer Zman. It's important to keep in mind a couple basic esodos of how we should, what things we should be careful about, be concerned about. The first chazal that Pasuk talks about, Vayisu Mikodesh. Now this is after, I didn't give you the rest of the Chumash over here, but basically it's after they first approached Edom, right? They were traveling to Eretz Yisrael at that time. They approached Edom. They asked him permission to go through the land, shortcut. They asked, please, Navar Nabar Secha, we'll never be Sadr Cherem, we'll understand maybe air. We'll buy your, we won't hang around and use our own food. We'll buy food from you, says Rashi. Ayom of Edom will savor be. Edom says, no, you can't go through me. You can't pass me by. Masilo Naga, they said, please, we'll go straight in the along the road. We won't go to the side. We'll buy your water. We'll give you some business. Said, no. They came out with a tremendous Am Kavi Yad Chazaka. Then next pasuk was Yisum Kodesh. They went to Hor HaHor. Vayom Hashem Moshe Aaron Hor HaHor Al Gur Sedem Leimor. And it talks about that Hashem instructed Kai Yisrael that it's time for Aaron to go upstairs, right, to pass away. Yosef Aaron Al Amov, right, he's not going to Eretz Yisrael because of Meimriva. That's what happened over here. So Rashi's bothered by Rashi explains how come the pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe Aaron this whole discussion. Or al gvur es edom leimor. Who cares which gvur was it? I think that's what Rashi is bothered by. Why is it tali on eres edom? What's the connection? Why does he bring that the geographical location? Why is that relevant to the conversation? Says Rashi, magishim nations chabru kan l'skari v'esav Russia, because they got close over here to attach themselves to esav Russia, and it was edom. Nifrisu masayim. Their actions were, I don't know, translated, they were blown apart, opened up. It was problematic, right? It wasn't a good thing. Their actions were no good. The chasru atzarikas, and that's the reason why Hashem decided this time that the tzarik should be lost to them. He should pass away because they went there with Nischaber al Esav HaRasha. Right? Nischaber to Esav the Russia. So because of that, that was a big mistake on their part. And because of that, Hashem says, I'm going to go take away Aaron HaKohen. That was a timing. Notice he was mechuyev, he couldn't go anyway, but I guess the timing was right next door to this because of the mistake they made to go to Esav HaRasha. And the question of Rabosei is, I think Rabbi Grumman said this over one time, the question of Rabosei is, this is an unbelievable chiddush Rabosei over here. The Schabru Kanu L'Skarvet L'Esav HaRasha. What happened to Rabosei? They were going, they left Mitzrayim, they are on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and they want to obviously get there as fast as they can, right? It's rizus, right? It's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was their goal. That was the promise of their end goal, their promise of a lifetime. That was the ultimate purpose of going out of Mitzrayim to get the Torah, number one, to continue to Eretz Yisrael. They took out their map of the Middle East, and they saw that to go through Edom, instead of going around, is the shortest way. So number one, Why they asked permission to Edom, let me go through. Why? L'shem Shemayim. They weren't trying to go with, there's the Six Flags and there's Orlando, you know, they weren't trying to go through Edom because of some special great time they'll have. It was because they wanted to go ahead and get to Eretz Yisrael the quickest. So why should we go this way? We'll go straight through. So they're going there, they're trying to go there with L'shem Shemayim for a good reason. That's number one. Number two, Rabosai, you know, their whole request was just to pass through. They were going 95 the whole way, not get off at all, only to go shopping, you know, to get some water and basic foods for the purpose of, you know, supporting the local clientele, the local residents. But otherwise, we just 1, 2, 3 in and out. They weren't going to stay there for a week, vacation, to go on who knows where. But it was just in and out. It was just to go straight through. That's all it was. So it wasn't a long-term journey, which they were requesting and suggesting, let us go through and hang around there. They're not going to take a vacation. It wasn't there a, you know, Walt Disney Resort where they'll stick around for a week or so, right? It was just in and out. And number three, about the biggest kashas, they were told no. You know, they were told no. They said no, you can't go through. But they asked, they made the request. So how does Rashi term this? Right? Listen to terminology, both. Magid nation is schabru kan, the skar of Reis of Russia. What's the schabru? You want the schabru? The schabru means you attach yourself. What do you mean attach yourself? How are you attaching yourself? First of all, it was all for good reasons and very short term, temporary. And the biggest cut, they weren't, they went around instead. They weren't the schabru. Rashi could have said, Mnesha, Ratsu, whatever, the skar, they wanted, okay, but that's the Rashi is much worse than that. The schabru kan. How's the schabru kan? They weren't attached to Edom. Well, you've all never. The request was denied. Rosa, what do you see from here, Bosa? How do you say Pshat and the Rashi? Pshat and the Rashi seems to be our Bosa. When a person has an intention and focuses and wants to have an association, as slight as it might be, but a connection to Adam Russia, to do that already requires some kind of a schabru, some kind of connection. Like I feel attached to him, you know? You were never there, you never said a lot, you never lived with him, you didn't pass through at all at the end. They went a different way, they took the wrong way around, but that's considered, if you can in your mind envision yourself, and oh, not so terrible, let me go through, I want to take a shortcut, Shem Shamayim, why not, what's the big deal? I get to Israel so much faster. But you can't compromise on things which are detrimental to your ruchnistic help. And when a person makes that request, even though it was denied, it wasn't granted, they never actually went through, they were never actually physically mischaber, but intellectually, emotionally, they were mischaber because they were willing to go through. They said, it's okay if I go through there. That itself, I both say, is they were meant for that. Aaron Cohen died at that point because how can you do that? They shouldn't have asked. Now, the Masha, they made a mistake. They shouldn't have asked. It was wrong to ask. Why? Because by asking, by wanting to go through, by stepping foot and spending, well, it's a day or a week, I don't know, a couple of days, whatever it was, to go through their land, that means you're becoming part. There's some connection between you and that land, and it's okay. It's fine. Even though Shem Shamayim, I'm not doing it for my own benefit, but for Torah, that itself makes a roshim on a person as what's wrong with me, mischaber, because it affects the hashpah is there. Both hashpah is there by affiliating, by connecting yourself intellectually and hashkafically with a certain, not hashkafically, but just being able to be with them, that shows a certain understanding, acquiescence, agreement, you know, willingness to be part of their worship. So you see the power, and that means that it has the power to mashpia, right? It can influence a person, whether it's directly, indirectly, just I can be hang out with the goyim, whatever it might be. It's hard to apply this from both sides, but the concept, you have to be aware of that. Just, you know, we can't affiliate. We're not Americans. We're not goyim. We're not friends of the. We're a Klal Yisrael. We're a separate entity. We have kedusha and tara. We have a Torah. We have a midos and musar and halacha. We're a separate, distinct entity. Okay, if I have to, I have no choice. I have to be part of it. I can't live in a desert island. I can't do that. That's not what Hashem has in mind for me. But lemaisa, it's very, very. You have to be very careful about having a shaychus. The less shaychus, the better it is. Even if it's just an intellectual shaychus. Plus it goes on about, so later on, Chaf Aleph Lamed Beis. So they're going to Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. They have some, they go to Sichon and Og and all these people. Vayishach Moshe Ragos Yazir. So after they finished off Sichon and Og, Vayishach Moshe Ragos Yazir. So Moshe goes, he sends Meragim to go ahead and Meragel to spy out Yazir. And they captured the cities around there, the little towns of Yazir. And they got them, they overpowered them. So I think Rashi alludes to it also, but the Medrash Rab is very clear. There's a reason for you. These Meragim that were sent now, this is not the original, this is a different Meragim, not the first ones from 40 years ago. These are new Meragim. They were sent, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael now. So Moshe sends Meragim to check out Yazir. So those Meragim, Zerizim, they were big Zerizim. They were very quick, and they were Zerizim. They wanted to accomplish. Amru, betuchim anu betfiloso shel Moshe. We are bateach, we're confident in Moshe Benos Tfila, his guidance, his being in our team, his davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukvar sholach Meragim v'sho'avar. And we know what happened in the past history. There were Meragim that were sent 40 years ago, 38 years ago, whatever it was, they were sent out. Maybe with Takol, what could happen? A big tragedy happened. Big Takol came back because of those Meragim. Onulon Nasake, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Namin V'Nasim Mochama. We're going to have faith. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wage a war by ourselves. Asu Kach V'Hargu Es HaMori Hasheba. And they wiped out the Amori. Rabosai. There's Rashi, the Medrash, I think, is trying to explain. There's a modern thing over here, right? The Pasuk says Moshe sent Meragim. Meragim are spies. There's the spies and there's the army. There's two distinct, you know, sections of the, you know, of the country, of the armed forces. There's the spies who go out, they do reconnaissance, then the people go out and fight the war. What was their job? Their job was to spy out, right? Their job wasn't to take over the country. That's they'll do later on. They'll bring in the artillery, the heavy machinery, and the paratroopers, whatever. That's the people who go ahead and do the job. But their job was to go ahead and mibragel. So I guess the matter is trying to explain, but they did much more than that. What happened? They were mibragel, and then they captured the whole place. They beat up the whole place. They won the place. Why? Why did they do that? That's what the matter is bothered by. To which the matter answers, because there was a reason, right? Because they had betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't want, and they were afraid, I guess, right? They remember what happened years ago. We're not going to get involved in that potential trap. We'll take it over ourselves. And they did that. And they won the war, right? They were powerful enough. And both of this mashmah, there is a reason. If they want to ensure that the same mistake which happened 40 years ago, 30 years ago, is not going to happen again. Isn't that rebuttal? That's ridiculous, right? It's almost ridiculous, right? These guys, they had such betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're willing, I don't know, was it 10, 70, I don't know how many there were, I don't know if it says. Bunch of meragim, 10, I don't know how many there were, right? A small band of meragim, they had such betachan, we have such faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to go ahead and wage the war ourselves. And they did it, and they won, right? They were obviously tremendous in Baal betachan, right? And but what's going to be? You know, 38 years ago, you know, they were nichshol. Okay, but I'm not like them. I'm willing to go wage the war myself. And they did it. I'm going to be nichshol. Let me just do what Moshe Rabbeinu told me to do. Right? There's no concern. You know, those guys are a bunch of, you know, they had no emunah b'tochen. But I have emunah b'tochen, and I'm willing to do it myself. But that's not your job. What are you doing this job? It's not your job to do that. No one told you to do it. And they did it because they're concerned, right? It wasn't just Tom, they wanted to have the schus. They were afraid. That's what it means, right? It says, Zerizim Hayu. And the other ones, maybe with Takola. We're not going to do that. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, they took upon a second job. Both say, it seems there's no such thing. As powerful as you are, as confident as you are, right now I'm a firebrand full of Emunah B'tochen, I'm going to do it myself, and I can do it, you know? But, you know, we'll go back and we'll tell the story, and who knows, someone from the audience will say, but what about this? But I'm a powerhouse. I can do it myself. I'm such a Baal Talk. I can do it myself. No, you can't rest assured. You can't feel safe that I'm strong, I'm invincible, I'm powerful, I'm a Baal Talk, and this will never happen. You can never tell the pikkus of the Eight Sahara is so powerful on both sides. We can never trust ourselves. Not because we're bad people, not because of that, but I guess the Yetzer Hara is very powerful, right? He's very strong and very wily and very crafty, and he can, you know, so you can't, you have to always be very careful about everything. In terms of the first chazal was the fact that you can't go ahead and, you know, whoever you have shaykhs to expose yourself to, want to hang around with, potentially hang around with, and Lamaisa, you know, you can't trust. I'm going to be a great guy. I don't have to worry about going to this place. It'll never happen to me. I'll never have shaykh to this guy. I'll never be exposed. I'll never look. I'll never talk. Whatever. I'll never eat there. Whatever the wrong things. Both sides comes the shas and the sayon. Things happen. Things go the wrong way. They go south on both sides. Be very careful and understand the koch of the Yitzhahara, how powerful he is, and how we have to protect ourselves from every. It's a small possibility. We have to protect ourselves.